Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The move shocked everyone as top White House officials and GOP leaders had been gearing up to raise the debt ceiling through the 2018 midterm election, looking to pass legislation as soon as Friday. So in other words, what they wanted to do was what Congresses have been doing for the last 25, 30 years, which is we want to make sure that we keep our majority. And we don't want anyone talking about how fiscally irresponsible and reckless and corrupt we are. So let's pass all money matters so that none of them have to be talked about when we're running for re-election next November. In other words, let's go ahead and do it today because it's not an election year. And make sure that we extend... We fund, what a joke that we, quote, fund the government. Ha! What a canard. Through the midterm election cycle. We don't want to be talking about it next September, October, or early November, because we don't want anyone to know what it is that we have done. We don't want any reflection and any news or knowledge whatsoever of what we've actually done. Here's what we're proposing to you that we're going to promise to do. It's actually quite, shrewd, isn't it? But even after Mnuchin, Speaker Ryan, and Senate Majority Leader Mitchie McConnell pushed back on the Democratic demands in the meeting, Trump agreed to the three-month deal that will also head off the possibility of a government shutdown until mid-December. During the meeting, Ryan sharply criticized the Democratic proposal. Source familiar with the exchange said, but Schumer reminded him that Ryan had supported short-term increases in the past intended to help create bipartisan deals in 2013. So after Democrats rejected GOP proposals to raise the debt ceiling for 18 months and then 6 months, Trump endorsed Schumer's three-month pitch. That means Congress will have to raise the debt ceiling, negotiate a massive trillion-dollar spending bill, and potentially hash out a deal on immigration all at once. Democrats were gleeful. And then Ben Domenech, and well, they should be. It may be that this is the first sign Trump is himself waking up to the inaccuracy of the conventional wisdom about, there's that term again, conventional wisdom, there is none in Mordor, to the corrupt wisdom about needing Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, which has animated so much of the early failures of the Republican legislative agenda. So he's being more honest. He doesn't like McConnell and Ryan. He never did. He does like Chuck Schumer, and he knows him. And he thinks he can work with him. And he knows Chuck always makes money for his buddies. Back in May, writes Ben Domenech at TheFederalist.com, I wrote that Trump would be better off doing exactly this. Quote, so what would that pivot look like? It begins with doing the same thing that he did all the time during the presidential campaign, running against Washington and refusing to even pretend to be a traditional Republican. He can start by calling Capitol Hill Republicans into the Oval Office and demand answers on health care, on tax reform, on why they've been so incapable of advancing an agenda, even with united government and years of preparation. He can even publicly attack them. Why should he care about crossing Hill Republicans at this point? Hill Republicans had 6 months to repeal Obamacare and get moving on tax reform, and they're not up to the job.